Hello, it's Monday the 23rd of June, and tomorrow is Safi the Labradoodle's second birthday. So, we have decided, the we being Elise and I, to make her a birthday cake. I'm not going to go through the measurements, just the ingredients, and thought it might be fun to put up as an audio boo. Now, ladies and gentlemen, believe me, I'm no Delia Smith. The innuendos I could get right, but the cooking, if I was writing this, I'd put dot, dot, dot after it, but I think you get the point. Right, so the cake contains carrots, egg times one, oil, flour, honey, peanut butter, vanilla extract, and baking soda, or as we would call it, bicarbonate of soda. I'm going to prepare a Victoria sandwich tin, and it cooks for approximately 40 minutes on electric oven 175 degrees. I'm sure that's translatable into gas mark whatever or American versions of whatever as well. Right, so it's time to prepare the tin, switch on the oven, measure the ingredients, and make the legendary birthday cake for dogs. Actually, guys, as well, I will upload a picture of this when it's made, obviously, because I can't do it until then. I also apologise for the background noise. We have a broken ignition on the gas hob, so it will click lots and lots, and the washing machine will be whirring away in the background doing its thing. So just please excuse it, and if it's too bad, obviously stop listening. Right, off we go then with the measuring, weighing, preparing, greasing, switching on of ovens, mixing, etc. Okay, so we have to shred the carrots. Now, we're lazy and we don't see why we should work too hard at this. How many are you doing? I thought two. It's three. A cup. They're quite large, aren't they? I got two already. Did you get another one?
No. I'm trying to change blender plugs.
Ah, okay. Right. Did I take those over?
I've got two.
You've got two. And there's three. Where'd they fit?
It's not working.
Is it not?
Nope.
Yeah, I suspected we have a problem. Food processor problem solved. So, as we were about to do. What? You want to do them?
Yes.
Oh, okay. As we were about to do, Elise is going to shove the carrots in the food processor.
I've got one jammed.
Fabulous noise. Get your fingers out of the way. Woo! They're jumping up and down.
Next one.
Oh. Have you got it? Elise has shredded the carrot. It's just remains to be seen whether we have enough.
I have enough. I think I've doubled the expectation.
Okay, so you have too much. But that's fine. We can feed it to the rabbits. It's shredded carrot. It's fine. We can mix it with the hay. I've measured the flour.
I've put carrot on my toe. The baking,
and the baking soda. And I might not be Delia, but she's not Nigella either.
Thanks,
that's okay. And yes, we probably live in the most annoying house ever, because that clicking noise has been going on now for about
a week and a half,
yeah. Right, so oil, eggs, peanut butter, honey, and then I guess we mix it up and put it in its tin.
What have you done?
Flour, baking soda.
Eggs, peanut butter, oil, vanilla, honey, and blend.
Okay.
Not with that.
No, not with that, I know. No, we'll use this.
I've got one.
Oh, okay. Fine. Right. You can measure the liquid. That's not throw everything across the kitchen. That's measure the liquids. Seriously. Oh, you don't like that, do you? Do you want me to do that one? All right. Is that the honey or the peanut butter?
Yes.
The peanut butter. Any noises that you can hear now is really not Elise. It's the honey pot.
I'm waiting for, but it makes a change.
No, would I? Mm. This is publicly published.
Exactly.
I wouldn't ever condemn you in public for farting like a trooper.
It's all right. Learnt from the best, didn't I, Mum?
Yeah, absolutely. Nothing wrong with a good fart and a good scratch in one's own
kitchen.
That is not my line. It came from a programme earlier today. Mm-hmm, but not in the kitchen. Mm-hmm. It was about a truck driver in his cab and what he does.
Smell.
Vanilla-y. Good job, really. Considering it says vanilla or whatever on the label.
Flavour.
Uh-huh. That's it. You might want to put a little bit more in than it says because it did say extract.
Nah, that'll be all right.
You're going to be okay with that?
Yeah.
All right.
Ready?
Yeah, you're going to mix it now. Yes, she is. We have added the carrots now.
Got a wooden spoon.
Yeah, please. We have a wooden spoon. And we have to
fold in
the flour and the baking soda, or bicarbonate of soda, and the carrots, presumably.
No, they're already
into the carrot mixture.
Yeah.
Okay.
This has got to be one of the worst smelling cakes we've made.
We are going to upload a photo of it, aren't we? Did you get any doggy chocolate drops? Yeah, we can, actually.
No, I forgot.
No, there was no doggy chocolate drops. Okay,
no,
well,
I
wouldn't worry. I guess she's not going
to
care, really, is she?
No. To be fair, I think it smells like peanut butter.
Yeah, it smells kind of peanutty. That was peanutty, okay? Just to make sure everyone got that. And let me have another sniff. Come here, don't get it on my nose. She did.
Done it.
So the pan's greased and Elise is going to spoon the mixture into, it's like a,
I'm going to take it to bed and give it a
call. Victoria sandwich type pan. and then it goes in the oven and is baked for 40 minutes. So we are going to end part one here, or at least this part of it, and send you... Yeah, actually, you can have a look on Safi's page. It is, have you got any idea?
Just search Safi's Walk on Facebook.
Safi's Walk on Facebook. That's S for Sierra, A, F for Freddie, Y, apostrophe S, Walk.
Or www.justgiving.com/Safi's Walk, with no apostrophe, number 2.
And that is because on the 9th of October, she's raising money for Guide Dogs for the Blind. That's Safi and Elise. They're going for a walk in Blackpool. Thanks for listening, guys. And we'll let you know how the cake turns out.